Welcome to the University of Florida's podcast. This podcast features a discussion between Robert Navarro, a professor for UF's online Master of Science in Pharmaceutical Outcomes and Policy, and Carl Keskin, a recent graduate of the program. Carl holds a long-term care position within the Veterans Affairs Administration. Carl pursued the program's Institutional Pharmacy Leadership Track, which currently is only offered for students of the ASHP Foundation's Pharmacy Leadership Academy. Let's listen to see how he balanced his personal life, career, and course load to gain the benefits of his online master's degree in pharmaceutical outcomes and policy.
This is Robert Navarro, faculty member in the Department of Pharmaceutical Outcomes and Policy at the University of Florida College of Pharmacy. I teach in our online Master of Science in Pharmacy program. Our program is designed for working professionals with live online class sessions held on weekends and evenings. Students complete the program in approximately 2 years. I am joined today by Carl Keskin, a recent graduate of our program. Good evening, Carl.
Good evening, Dr. Navarro. Thank you.
Pleasure is mine. Thanks for joining me this evening. Carl, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your most recent work position, what you're doing now, and tell us a little bit about your responsibilities?
My most recent work position before the position that I'm in presently, I was director of pharmacy at a long-term care facility that had a pharmacy located on premises. And it was sort of a progressive facility, but I had recognized within myself that I had kind of limited my maximum potential. I wanted to continue to grow within the pharmacy profession. And I looked out and reached out to the Veterans Affairs Administration, the VA actually, and there was a local position that was again in a long-term care field and was successful in securing that position. And I'm going to use my background and my education in the Masters of Science at UF program to move further up the ladder in the VA. So my next position would be a chief or a director position at a large or small hospital in the VA program.
Our master's program offers 5 tracks, including applied pharmacoeconomics, clinical regulation and research in pharmacy, drug regulatory affairs, patient safety and medication risk management, and pharmacy regulation and policy. Students have the opportunity to complete a concurrent MBA as well. What track did you select in our master program, Carl, and why?
Well, I took the Institutional Pharmacy Leadership track, which is sort of a dying breed. And I'm pretty sure, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that now to do that track, you would need to do the ASHP Pharmacy Leadership Academy in addition to that as well. I had chose that track because the Institutional Pharmacy Leadership, because I really was drawn to the more in the management field in the pharmacy profession, and I wanted to not only help secure myself a better job in the future, but really make myself that much better of a manager. I was already in sort of a director role position, but I knew there was a lot of things I could still learn, and I really do enjoy the classroom and the learning process. So I was looking to broaden my own horizons in the UF program.
How has a Master of Science in Pharma degree experience contributed to your work experience?
Oh, I have found the program to be applicable and directly related to my current practice in so many different levels, quite honestly. I'm continually come across various practices within the field that I was exposed to within the program that has given me better insight and experience to make a better informed decision as a leader. And also just having that experience now to have a more thoughtful discussion with a variety of different topics, whether it was covered in class or in seminar or just in talking with the other students. So it has given me a lot of real world experience in a quick 2-year program.
Describe the level of work required for many of the courses. How did you balance your personal life, your work experience, but also your course load?
Well, that is challenging. And one of the things that kind of surprised me at the beginning of the curriculum was, quite honestly, the amount of work that went into it. I was certainly open to the challenge, and I believe I did quite well in the program. However, it does require a lot of work after hours and does require a commitment from your family as well to help you maintain that balance. There certainly is a professional commitment as well. I think on average, I did approximately 2 hours a day if you were to look at it over the course of a week. So maybe about anywhere from 12 to 14 hours a week would be an approximate number of hours I put into the class.
Please describe your experience with our course instructors. You're in a distance course. How approachable and available were the instructors?
I found the instructors to be extremely approachable. I emailed fairly regularly whenever I had a question if it wasn't brought up in class. My emails were answered promptly, and especially during a seminar, it was really nice to kind of put a face to the voices that you'd been hearing all along and to realize that they really are quite nice people too. You get to know them a little bit better during the seminar experience as well.
Students attend two live weekend seminars in Gainesville during their program. Tell me about your experience with the residential seminars in Gainesville.
This turned out to be my favorite part of the whole curriculum. At first, I was a little hesitant, a little nervous about it just because it was something different and I didn't know what to expect. And it was for an entire weekend and getting a hotel and that sort of thing. But when I was there, I really, really enjoyed it. And all of the topics were very, very good topic. And I really enjoyed hearing from national experts that are being brought in on the topics. And then we had little breakout groups, and it was very, very interactive with your fellow students, and you got to know them fairly well too. And so it was very quickly, you'd have a class in the very next class, and you remember, hey, I had that person in my group during seminar. The seminar was a wonderful experience, and I very much enjoyed that.
The University of Florida Master Program offers live classes that are synchronous. So you're online with the instructor and the students going through class material. Describe the value of the live interactive classes compared with programs that only offer downloadable recorded classes.
I was a little hesitant when I first heard about how the classes were organized with the live synchronous sessions, just because I actually was more used to the regular in the classroom on campus sessions. And I had had some classes where they were downloadable as well. The live classes were really quite beneficial, though. The software was easy to use. You could raise your hand if you had questions. There was polling opportunities that the professors could do to ask the class certain questions. You could also see slides and pictures could be drawn. So it was quite valuable. And there was even a little text box in the bottom corner that if somebody didn't want to raise their hand or ask a question, you could even just type it in. With the downloadable recorded classes, after the class, these classes were actually recorded. So if you happen to miss something, you could always go back, and I did quite regularly just to make sure that I got every little snippet of information. You could go back and listen to the classes over again as well. So by the end of the curriculum, I certainly had come well accustomed to it and did enjoy the live classes.
Students take one class at a time that are each 7 weeks in duration. Can you comment on the duration of the class?
I felt the 7 weeks, it was a fair and amount for the class. We certainly had enough time to adequately cover everything that was desired to cover within that time period. And sometimes there would be follow-up classes based on the concepts that you learned in that first class. But I certainly felt like 7 weeks was an appropriate amount of time for the particular class.
Do you have any comments on the quizzes and exams?
I felt the quizzes and the exams were quite fair. If you had done the work and really to keep up in the classes and just to be able to have a thoughtful discussion in the classes, you had to do the work just to keep up for that. So if you've done the work all along, I always felt well prepared for the quizzes and the exams. I don't think I took a single quiz or exam the entire time that I didn't feel prepared for. And as long as you put in the necessary work to go into the class, all the prospective students should be well prepared and feel comfortable.
Some incoming students have questions about the final comprehensive exam. Can you talk a bit about your experience going through the final comprehensive exam?
I studied a fair amount going into the comprehensive final exam. I studied in my spare time. I had had about a month off or so before the exam, and I studied for about that duration. And I thought the final exam was quite fair. I thought it was very manageable. I did not feel it was difficult at all. And in fact, all of the questions that were asked of me, I was quite confident that I had given the answer that they were looking for.
What would you like potential students to know about the program?
I found the program to be deeply rewarding. I am very, very glad that I did it in retrospect. It was more of a time commitment than I thought it was going to be. I had gone into it kind of thinking, well, everybody here is a professional student and has a work life, that it may not be as difficult as, say, an on-campus kind of master's program. But it certainly is a commitment, but it is absolutely doable, and it is extremely rewarding. And my pharmacy career is that much more rich now because I have gone through this, and I am a much better pharmacist today than I was before I went through the master's program.
Now, Kyle, you're a pharmacist, and not all of our students are. Can you talk a little bit about the different types of backgrounds or work or practice settings of the students that you had in class?
Certainly. I was quite amazed at this as well. We had a varied background of students. There probably are maybe a half to a third are pharmacists and are just looking for extra education, and they come from a variety of backgrounds. There's quite a few that are in industry. There are some clinical pharmacists. They're more administrative track pharmacists like myself. But there are also a lot of students from a variety of other backgrounds as well. There were a few pharmaceutical reps in the program. I've met several nurses in the program. I met a pharmacy tech or two. I've met a lawyer in the program. There's quite a variety of background of the students. And there are several different tracks that you potentially could follow too. So depending on what you want to get out of the program, there's many different jobs that you could follow once you graduate. So there's a variety of different students that truly could benefit from this program, and it's not just pharmacists.
Carl, you graduated last December. Is there anything else you'd like to add, any advice you'd like to pass on to potential students who are considering this program?
If you're considering the program, I would highly recommend that you do it. I found it to be extremely beneficial in my career and enriching to my background. And if you're even on the fence, I would highly recommend it. The staff and the professors are highly intelligent and very welcoming. The way that the curriculum is set out is very thoughtful, and the seminars are truly, truly a rewarding experience. I'm very, very glad that I did the program, and I would highly recommend it to any student.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And if you're considering an online master's degree in pharmacy, please visit our website, onlinepop.pharmacy.ufl.edu. That's onlinepop.pharmacy.ufl.edu. Or email me, Robert Navarro, at rnavarro@cop.ufl.edu.